Postgame show continues. Joe O'Donnell outside the Wild dressing room, joined by Ryan Hartman. Minnesota takes this one 2-1 tonight. Hartsy, congrats on the win. How'd this one feel?
Felt great. They're a pretty good offensive team. We were able to hold them to one goal. I mean, it would have been nice to keep them to zero, but good break there at the end. We've been playing well as of late, so we want to continue that on the road.
How comfortable are you feeling back with the line you spent so much time with last year in Zuccarello and Kaprizov?
Yeah, trying to be at the net for him. I think tonight I was maybe a little more perimeter in the O-zone shifts. Maybe I could have been in front a little bit more for him, but we're getting chances. We're playing good in our own zone, and it's creating odd man rushes for us. So, we could have scored a couple more as well.
You get a couple to bounce off of you, and now it seems like you're rolling. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes that's what it takes to, get a couple to hit you wherever, and a couple lucky bounces, being in the right place at the right time, and it was nice to get one with a stick tonight.
A lot of one-goal games lately. It's six straight for the Wild. You're finding success in them as well. So I guess the next part of that is, how do you not only keep it going, but how much confidence can you get from some of these tight games and finding ways to win them down the stretch?
As of late, we weren't really getting to the lead very much. I think we can do a better job of expanding the lead more. We've been in these situations, like you said, one goal games. So we're tested in that area, so we feel comfortable there, up or down a goal. I think it's going to pay off for us.
How would you describe Filip Gustavsson?
Calm, very calm. Obviously, he makes some amazing saves, but he doesn't make it look overly difficult because he's compact and I think he reads the plays really well. I think he understands the game very well, and he's able to use that knowledge and to read plays as they develop.
Now, 101 career NHL goals. That special at all to you? A milestone puck you'll throw somewhere in the house?
I saved the stick. I got my first goal stick in my basement, so put that one next to it, and hopefully, I don't know what they did with the puck, but maybe put it up in a little plaque or something.
Team travels out tomorrow. How will Ryan Hartman sort of wind down, decompress, and celebrate this win?
Yeah, I mean, we got to leave tomorrow. We're leaving a little early because of the weather. Hopefully everything goes smoothly and we get there on time. Go home, maybe watch some Netflix, and it's hard to sleep after games, especially being, whatever time it is, 10 o'clock right now. Drank a Red Bull about 45 minutes ago, so.
At intermission?
Yeah, at intermission, so maybe go home and try to unwind a little bit.
Well, nice plug for Red Bull, because it helped you score that goal, I'm sure.
Yeah, there you go.
Gave you the wings, or whatever they say.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing this. Congrats on the two goals, the milestone goal, of course, as well, but more importantly, the 2 points.
Yeah, thanks.
That's Ryan Hartman outside the dressing room. Minnesota wins tonight 2-1. Back to you, Kevin.
Yeah, Joe, he got the Red Bull plug in. He got the Netflix plug in. He's got everything covered, I think, on this one.
Yeah, I mean, look, if Red Bull was listening, I mean, come on, it's an easy sponsorship.
How would they not be? Joe, travel safe. We look forward to hearing from you on Thursday from Columbus.
Thanks, Kevin.